Pals O' Mine. I'm Julie Parker, and this is Conversation Accessories. I love creative people. I stumbled on a Cigar Box Nation meeting where a gentleman was playing a guitar made out of a dog food bowl, among other items. Played it just like a slide guitar. It was fabulous. Will King shared with me the basics of building a guitar or ukulele out of cigar boxes and other items as Cigar Box Nation attendees conversed in the background.
So this is a ukulele banjo.
Yeah,
it's strung just like a regular ukulele, and the skin on the banjo is made from a peat one cake container, like you go and buy cupcakes or bagels or anything at the grocery store.
Transparent.
It's transparent. It's just tacked on, and then use a heat gun to stretch it tight. Instead of like on a regular, you know, a regular banjo and a drum are round. And they're round because if you stretch the skin or plastic skin over, if it were square, it would just rip because it would have a sharp corner. But in this case, we're just tacking it and using a heat gun to tighten it up so we can actually make it out of a cigar box, a square or rectangular cigar box, which is unique. And it's strung just a regular one, and it has a different sound than a regular ukulele. So the neck is made out of poplar, and the box is a cigar box with the top and bottom cut off of it and filed down smooth. And it's
got an opening on the side, too.
This is like the bottom is to make, the top is put back on the bottom in order to make like a resonator, so like a regular banjo has, in order to make the sound project a little better. So, and it's really loud and a different sound than a regular ukulele, you know, what you buy in the store, Hawaiian ukulele.
So what is the difference between a ukulele and a banjo besides the shape?
Well, this is a ukulele banjo. It's a ukulele string.
Hybrid.
Yes. Well, they're on the wall over here. You can see they're all different kinds, but they all have round heads because they have a plastic or natural skin on it, and they can't tear, so they have to be round. But in this case, we can make it this way. So, to my knowledge, there's only three of these in the world. I invented it all on my own, and then I found out somebody else invented it before me. But mine sounds better than his. But, but it's a lot of fun. We have, basically, you have like one-string cigar box guitars, and they're called diddly bows. Most people know of the musician Bo Diddley. Well, that's his stage name, and it was taken from Diddley Bo. Because he plays, although he's got six strings on his guitar, and you'll notice he has a square guitar. They're custom made by a couple of companies for him. They're really factory made guitars, custom factory made. But he plays all of his melody on one string. That's why he got the name Diddley Bo or Bo Diddley. So there's one string ones, and then two string, what they're called, thumpers. One's a bass string, and one's a treble string. And then you have three strings, which are usually tuned to what they call open chords. So like D, G, G, D, G, D, or G, D, D, or what, F, D, A, all kinds of things like that, which you normally, if you strum it open, you'd have most of a chord. And then there's four strings, so like okay. Ukuleles or baritone ukuleles or tenor guitars. They're strung like the four bottom strings of a guitar, which is D, G, B, E. E being the one on the closest to the floor. And then people make six strings made out of an old abandoned damaged guitar neck. People that make banjos out of them, true banjos out of them, using a cigar box with a regular wooden top instead of a skin top. But they have five strings, so they're tuned exactly the same. And people even make the banjo neck or the banjo pot out of a automatic transmission bell housing. I've seen that on the internet. A lot, tons of machining to do that. You got to have some determination, I think. You put like about $25 to $35 worth of equipment into it, plus a lot of tools and maybe anywhere from 20 to 80 hours to build one. A really nice one. But they're all totally playable, just like a regular instrument that they're designed to be.
This goes back in the days down in the South.
Yes.
They had to make their
right.
instruments.
Right, they had to. Yeah. They made violins, and a lot of people, there's a guy on the internet called Jim Morris who made the first one of these Pete One heads before me. He does mandolins, violins, and violin and mandolin are tuned exactly the same. It's just one you got by your neck, one you got by your shoulder. So anyway, and he's a real good player, does a lot of folk music and that kind of stuff. And he's a very good builder. And you can look all these up on the internet and see people playing those. Just type in cigar box guitar and look at all the pictures and all the YouTube videos and all that stuff. It's just tons of stuff.
Now, each quarterly meeting of Cigar Box Nation, you have a theme for people to build.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what was this month's theme?
So this month was cat or dog bowl resonator guitar. So it could be a ukulele, a guitar, three string, four string. So that was the entries. I had a ukulele, another ukulele. One guy had three, and they were three and four string guitars, and the other one was a three string guitar with a dog bowl. Most of them are cat bowls because the cigar boxes aren't big enough to fit a dog bowl, which is about 7.5 inches at the rim, whereas a resonator cat bowl is about 5, 5.5, and they'll fit in a small or good-sized cigar box. And so they have a tinny sound. So it's a cheap resonator. It sounds a little loud, but it's a different sound.
And of course, you're dealing with different types of material as well.
Yes, the boxes are made of different materials. Now, most of the boxes are made by hand. One time I tried to build an instrument with two cigar boxes, which I was going to glue together to make a bigger box. I had 20 of the exact ones, plus at one of the cigar stores that I get my cigar boxes from, he had about 10. I went through all 30 of these, and I couldn't find two boxes that were exactly the same size so I could glue them together without them looking real weird. They were different thicknesses, different sizes, and that's because they're made by hand in South America usually.
And then, that makes sense.
Yeah, and they're all not exactly the same. So even though they may look, when you look at it, oh, that looks the same. You know.
so each instrument truly is unique.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Some of them are solid wood sides, some are plywood. Sometimes the tops are solid, sometimes they're plywood. But some brands have a rather stressed plywood. That's high-quality stuff, and they sound very good. They make a good soundboard.
I was surprised that you can still find actual cigar boxes. It seemed like they vanished for a while, but they seem to be making a resurgence now.
Yes, there's some, like most of them in Sacramento, there's families that came from South America that roll them here. They're delivered in bundles. There's no cigar box at all. And a lot of the companies, they send you three or four cigar boxes, and you're expected to, from then on, refill those boxes for display. But some companies are still in it. And that most of them now are smaller. They're not big enough to make a cigar box instrument out of them. But we still can find it. Did you see my boxes over here? I have about 400 boxes in my collection.
All different sizes,
yes,
and widths,
yes,
and depths.
A lot of them are decorative. They're used for people that, you know, you can keep your money if you ever have any in there, or you can keep any kind of trinkets in there. School kids love them, you know, for pencils and that kind of stuff.
Oh, we did when we were kids.
That's what we did, yeah. We had the flip-top desk, and we had a cigar box in there or some kind of box, you know. And I still keep my bicycle repair parts in a box like that.
Now, are there kits for the amateur who's never done this before?
Yeah, but Cigar Box Nation, you can get them. They're expensive usually. We have had one, like here at the Strum Shop, we support Ukes for Schools. So as part of that, I made 20 kits last fall. And we had a 4-hour meeting. It was supposed to be 3 hours, and the people put them together from the kits. They're very playable and sound pretty decent, you know.
And the kids must really get a kick out of it because they...
Well, these are all grown-ups.
Technically, they're grown-ups.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, for school children, they make one-string ones called diddly bows or canjos. In which the string goes all the way through the bottom of the can, actually, and the can really vibrates. And that's better for a kid's higher voice. And you tuned in G, and there's no frets, they're fret markers, and you can play a tune by just going down and pressing the string down against that marker, and you play by the number, more or less. It's, little nursery rhyme kinds of songs, you know, that Itsy Bitsy Spider, that's the one that I have, yeah, that I tried to teach first. And it's only 3 or 4 different notes, and you can, most kids can pick that up in no time at all, because kids learn a lot quicker than us old guys.
It's a lot more interesting than the recorder a lot of us had in grade school.
Yes, it is. And you can, if you can have some kind of a team, like from your support team for your school class, they can build them. Even if they don't have recycled wood or stuff like that, you can build them for $3 to $5 a piece. That's very economical. And then build the kits, and then the children can put it together themselves with their supervision.
And I noticed that your tuner is actually not by ear.
My tuner, yeah. We can. You can tune one string and then tune from there by pushing down different frets. But it's quicker to go to the electronic tuner.
I like that. That's the door I'd choose.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I use.
They've got an event coming up for vets also.
That is still in the works. I can't tell much about it. It's going to be for diddly bows. And the veterans at hospital here, volunteer group, is looking into getting one of their 30 or 40 partners to sponsor that so that we can get them built. Then the veterans can build the kit in a class and learn to play. And so that's down the road a bit. So I've developed the prototype and the instructions already, and we're all ready to go once they can find somebody for a sponsor and stuff. I'm not a very good player. You know, we're builders, and the playing at the most is what we call noise. Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, ear of the beholder.
Yeah. You know, so this is ukulele. So this is C, A7, G7. It's G7 now. There it is. C. So you can play lots of different. Everything is just like. Everything sounds just like a regular ukulele. It's just...
It is a regular ukulele.
It is different. Regular, yeah. Yeah. So this is tenor length, 17 inch. It's just like one you buy in the store. And another interesting thing is, you know, before you used to have to go to a website up on the internet and then calculate and measure in millimeters the distance between the nut and the first fret, then the first fret and the nut and the second fret. Now you just go up there, fret finder, print out the printed PDF file.
Template?
Yeah, it's got registry marks. You clip along the registry marks, tape it together, lay it on your wood, make little tick marks, and cut your fret lines that you're going to pound them in. Cut your frets and pound them in. That's it. Yeah, all of this stuff is available, the parts and everything, at CigarBoxNation.com or any other place you want to buy them. But
and also I want to say that it's a nice small size, so backpackers can put it in their pack if they wanted to.
A lot of people build, like, small size guitars that they can backpack, 6-string. They build backpackable ukuleles. There's one guy that Hubbard is his name. He builds these what look like weird things, but they're very useful for people who travel a lot. And that's what he's really into. And has a small half-size ukulele that's only about that long. And the tuners are up in the box end of it instead of at the end where the tuners are normally. And so that it takes up less space. And you can stick that in your backpack, actually. It's big enough, small enough for that.
Yeah.
It has a little resonator box, so it's still, you know, you can play it at your campsite at night or anything and have a lot of fun.
Serenade the Coyotes.
Yeah, yeah. or anybody else you took with you.
They might howl along with you.
Could be.
Will mentioned Ukes for Schools. It's a nonprofit whose mission is to promote the ukulele and music as an educational vehicle in schools, thereby enhancing and developing positive thoughts, behaviors, and personal expression in children. Easy to get behind that. Do something different. If teaching a child to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on an instrument, have a little fun with it and change the notes to star shapes on the sheet music.